Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Shree Banerjee, epidemiologist, biostatistician, faculty member. And in this segment, I'm going to be going over calculating relative risk. Now, in a previous lecture, I had gone over how to calculate relative risk from the formula, and this was a simplistic 2x2 table. However, today in this segment, what I'll be going over is when you have a complex sort of table where there's more rows and columns than 2x2, how do you calculate everything? So let's go ahead and get started here. What you're trying to do is determine the relative risk of low exposure to relative risk of unexposed, and then relative risk of medium exposure divided by unexposed, and then high versus unexposed. So when you're doing this, the first thing that you want to do again is determine what will go here. So this is case and control, and this is exposed versus not exposed. So when you look at this, you can tell that when you have not exposed, you know that very well. And this is actually coming from some of the work problems, some of the data that was provided previously. So not exposed is 250 cases, and then control is no disease, unexposed, and this is 7450, and these numbers again might seem familiar because this was part of a previous assignment. If you add 7450 plus 250, you get 7700. Now let's do mild exposure. So when you're looking at mild exposure or low exposure, then and disease case, then that's 30. And then minus disease is 1070, and the total is 1100. So the rest is gravy. I mean, what you do is, again, you apply that relative risk formula that has been given here. I actually provided that. So now the calculation is easy. You do 30 over 1100. That's A over A plus B divided by 250 divided by 7700. And again, you multiply by the reciprocal. So you have 30 over 1100 times 7700 divided by 250. So that gives you the response for mild exposure. Now, when you have moderate exposure, you actually you use kind of the same numbers. However, you replace the top row. So what we can do is if I delete that, it deletes the whole thing, so I don't want to do that. So let's just draw this again. Now I'm gonna do this for moderate exposure. Let me do it to a 2x2 table here once more. And of course, this is cases versus control, and this is exposed versus not exposed. So let's do here medium exposure. Let's do that. Medium exposure is 45, 755, and 800. So that's medium exposure. So let's do cases. That means disease positive. Control, that's 755. And then when you add that up, you get 800. And then, of course, the unexposed, this is unexposed, is 250, 7450, and then that adds up to 7700. So again, let's apply this low exposure or medium exposure in this situation. Let's apply the medium exposure versus unexposed. Medium exposure will be 45 divided by 800 and then divided by 250 over 7700. Again, you find the reciprocal and multiply. So 45 divided by 800 times 7700 over 250. And when you get that, you're able to multiply the numerator, multiply the denominator, and get to your answer. And similarly, you do high exposure and then figure out what the relative risk is for high exposure as well. So while this seems complicated and it doesn't bode well for a 2x2 table, I showed you how you can convert a complicated table into a 2x2 table and then do the relative risk calculation. I hope this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.